The death of George Floyd, an African-American man, at the hands of a white Minneapolis police officer, has shaken the nation as protesters take to the streets in city after city. And many have seen the video as the officer leans his knee into Floyd's neck. Charlotte King is chair of the Southern Delaware Alliance for Racial Justice, and she describes her reaction to that video and Floyd's death.
It was one of great sorrow. In fact, when you asked me that, I started crying. I'm not quite sure why. But it was great sorrow because there are those of us who are out here really working in the most realistic way, in the most positive way to bring about change. And it all gets undone. It's almost like a constructed pattern of ongoing lynchings. I mean, just all the energy goes out of you. And for me, it was devastating. It was especially devastating watching somebody, knowing what they were doing. You can't put your knee on someone's neck and weigh over 200 pounds with your hands in your pocket and listen to somebody say, "Mama, save me, I can't breathe," and not be moved. And yet this man represents the worst of what's in America. And you and I both know, Mr. Rush, there's not a black person in the world who could have had their knee on any white person's throat who would have been allowed to stay there 9 minutes.
What do you think it means in terms of the fact that we seem to be seeing these things on a regular basis over the years? We now obviously have the video, which makes it more real and brings the attention certainly of the nation.
What it means to me, and I don't want to be partisan,
yeah.
So let me start by saying I don't belong to either party. Parties are destructive, and they have their biases. But I think it shows that in this country there is a total lack of leadership. There is a, whether it's a quiet or spoken or an unspoken approval. I think that somebody's president, because he's not my president, and I am a loyal American citizen, has said to the American citizen, it's okay to bring out the worst in who you are. There's silent approval. And how many of the great philosophers have said, silence is the enemy of any kind of good change?
What do you think is going to be the impact on your own community, the African-American community?
Well, the African-American community has been well conditioned. They're going to keep hoping, even though this has been a tipping point. And what is it that we can do? I want to make sure I say to the black community, the only legal way to do it is through the vote. The only legal way to do it is to knock on your neighbor's door and say, you will go to that poll. You will vote. Not only for yourself, but for America. I think that's my biggest sadness. You know, it's not the coronavirus, the COVID virus that scares me at this point. It's the fact that I'm living in a country where there is no truth. There is no leadership. There is no integrity. There's no morality. I'm a woman without a country. And unfortunately, the 350 million people around me don't seem to know they are also without a country and without leadership. What a tragedy that is.
In our next segment, we talk about the protests that have erupted on the streets of the nation. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.